أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل الحق من ربكم فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر إنا أعتدنا للظالمين نارا أحاط بهم سرادقها وإن يستغيثوا يغاثوا بماء كالمهل يشوي الوجوه بئس الشراب وساءت مرتفقا صدق الله العظيم. With regards to Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala an, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about, as we discussed yesterday, that when the pious around Baytullah will find the need for a leader, they will identify him and they will swear allegiance on his hands. Most of the commentators, the ulama of hadith, have stated there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a time will soon come when there will be a group of people, an army, and that army will decide to attack the Baytullah and destroy the Baytullah. Many of the commentators have stated it will be at this time that that will happen. An army will emerge after they hear the discovery of Imam Mahdi that he has assumed the leadership of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As that army progresses towards Makkah Mukarrama, the hadith speaks about Bayda, a place called Bayda. Now some commentators say Bayda is taken in its literal meaning, which means barren land, desert, and some say it is a particular place. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the ground and these people will sink into it, the very front of the army, the very end of the army. In other words, all of them will be sunk into the army. And that will be the first token and the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help for those people that are on the truth. Coming to Surah Al-Kahf, yesterday we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards the recitation of the Quran Kareem and to restrain himself with those who call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, in other words, at all times. We spoke about two groups, those who will be believing, those who will be obedient and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who will be disobedient. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Haq, the absolute truth is from your Rabb, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is Al-Haq, and all truth emanates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To discover the truth, one has to move towards Allah, one has to become obedient to Allah, one has to create a relationship and a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the absolute truth will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever so desires, let him bring iman, and whoever desires, let him become a disbeliever. In that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given man perfect choice. Allah has given us the choice of the truth and the falsehood. And at the same time, Allah ta'ala has given us the mental capacity of discretion. We use our own discretion to decide what is right and what is wrong, what is the truth and what is the falsehood. And here again, we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided man into two groups. When we come more specifically and relate this to the fitna of the Dajjal, there again there are only two groups, and hence we will find that insofar as the Dajjal is concerned, the deception of the Dajjal is concerned, there is a very great preparation that is taking place on the surface of the earth, not from today, from years, decades, almost centuries before. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made this unique arrangement that truth also prevails, like we find in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, that from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam there will be a group of people that they will be on the truth. Whoever abandons them, whoever opposes them, will never ever be successful. Hence, no matter how small that group be, they will continue to be on the truth and on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The choice is then ours, who do we join? Those who are disbelievers, those who invite towards deception and disbelief, or those who are on the straight path, those who are, if we may use the term, the group of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إنا أعتدنا للظالمين نارا. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows, and this is one of the very great unique qualities of the Quran, speaking about the people of this world, immediately Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns our hearts towards the akhirat. And this can only be done by the Quran Kareem. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves us immediately to consequences of our actions and our deeds. Certainly we have prepared for the disbelievers, for the wrongdoers, nara, the fire. أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا, its walls or its tents will surround them. In other words, it will be such a fire that a person will be surrounded from all sides. There is absolutely no escape from the fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا, then if they seek assistance, and here the assistance will be when one is in fire, the first thing that one will want is water, thirst of that person himself, and hence Allah says, يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ. Allah Rabbul Izzat says that they will be given, they will be assisted with boiling hot water like molten copper. In other words, the water will come, but it's going to be of absolutely no avail. It will not be able to quench their thirst. It is not going to relieve them in the slightest bit. Yashwil wujuh, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it will scald their faces. In other words, the damage will get greater and greater, their pain will be greater, their agony will be greater, there is going to be absolutely no assistance. Concluding, Allah says, bi'issas sharab, that the drink itself will be a bad drink. In other words, a drink that will be of great calamity, the consequences will be a very bad consequence. Wasa'at murtafaqa, and of course the fire itself is an evil resting place, an abode where one will not be able to get rest. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us to the consequences of our deeds. And really and truly, this is the reality of it. If we can just move, you know, they say keep the end in mind. And if we can just keep the end in mind, and that is the akhirat, in whatever we do, whether we are going to be rewarded by Allah or whether Allah is pleased with an action or displeased, then inshallah we will find that that will become very, very beneficial insofar as our deeds in this material world is concerned. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah. اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك.